Hey, it's Mike and Woo at Mike Powers Live at woowoo_949. Thank you for checking us out on this podcast, whether you live locally in Hampton Roads, where we do the show from, or anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world, right here at pointradio.com.
Remember that time when we had a listener who chimed in all the way from Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of military. Australia.
We've had Australia. The other day we had Rhode Island. I know Rhode Island isn't like Australia, but it's far enough.
It's still, you know, a plane ride away.
Colorado, California. We appreciate you. The fact that you've left this one-horse town, but you still come back for us. That makes me very happy. Our own families wouldn't come back for us. So today's podcast is brought to you by you, the out-of-town listener. Thank you so much. If you're an out-of-town listener, by all means, hit us up at pointradio.com or woowoo_949 or at Mike Powers Live and say hello and say, I'm an out-of-town listener. I've stuck with you two jabronis for the last, I don't even know how long we're doing the show. Some say 5 years, some say six, some say seven, some say we don't even live in time and space.
Yeah, who counts anymore?
I certainly don't. I showed up for work this morning 15 minutes late because I thought it was an hour earlier. Seriously, I was sitting in my house going, eat my breakfast, play on my phone.
And then you realized, oh, crap.
I gotta go. But, you know, again, this is the world we live in. Here on September the 23rd, 2020, it's the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. Jesus Christ, we're so good. Enjoy it.
It's Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Deep breath, Woo Woo. Positive vibes. Positive thoughts. Positive vibes. Give it to me.
I need a positive massage therapist.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. I had a wonderful night of sleep, but I woke up with the worst back pain. So long story short, Dan's mattress at his house is like a very firm, hard mattress.
Is that the one you like?
That's the one I like. Mattress at my house, way too soft.
Too soft a mattress.
Way too, and it's not a Lisa. It's not what we used to endorse. That's downstairs in the nanny's room.
You gave the nanny the Lisa, huh?
Yes, but the mattress that I have is, God, I wish I could cuss right now because it sucks.
Describe the mattress.
It's like quicksand. It's so soft.
Too soft.
And it's too soft, and it is wreaking. I sound like an old lady.
You are.
It's wreaking havoc on my back. Mm. So I think I'm going to have to go back to, we used to endorse Mattress Firm. We don't anymore.
Well, we've endorsed many a mattresses.
Yeah.
I got mattresses coming out the anos in my house.
But now's the time. Seriously, my God, I need a firm mattress. I need like, I mean, I've realized in my old age.
Put it out there.
And you know, when you work out a lot like we do and run and exercise and lift weights, I don't need my muscles to like sink into a soft pillow top.
Yeah.
I need my muscles to sink into a brick.
That's why back in the day, I remember my grandmother doing this, believe it or not, when she threw her old back out, they'd put a board under your mat, under your
would they really
back. Oh, they would sleep on a board. I mean, I don't know if this is true. This is what my grandmother did. I don't know, maybe it's like an old Italian thing.
I've
or
never
something.
Heard of that.
Yeah, and just to keep your back super straight. I can't imagine that's good, but that's why they say to sleep on the floor if you're having back pain.
Well, when we go to commercial,
and again, I don't know who says that, but
they do.
This is what I heard, and maybe I'm just imagining it, but maybe if you're watching on Facebook Live and you can always call us here at 490-9490. Yeah, I don't know.
When we go to commercial, I'm going to lay on the floor.
You want me to, I could do this for you.
Step on it?
No, I can give you an adjustment. What?
No!
Like a chiropractor.
No, you are not a chiropractor.
I know how to do an adjustment, though.
No, thank
you. My father-in-law is a chiropractor. My wife would give me an adjustment, I've given her an adjustment. I know how to do it.
No, I'm good.
Boom.
I'm good.
I will do it.
No. Nope.
I don't have to pick you up or really
no, it's fine. I'm good.
Touch you or anything like that. I just have to touch you with my inside of my
nope.
thumbs, kind of.
Nope.
The bottom of my thumbs.
Thank
What's
you,
this
but
called?
No, thank
the
you.
Palm?
I don't don't know what that's called.
The palm. I have to palm you.
Yeah.
Let me palm you. Let me palm your back. Double palm. Just like that. Right down your back.
Advil.
Right down your back.
Oh, it hurts. And it's only one side.
It's not
Either
sexy.
Either that or it's...
That's not sexy anymore.
I know.
Back pain. Does a butt doctor complain about...
The mattress? Yeah.
But does he complain about back pain?
Yeah, because my mattress sucks. Yeah.
Maybe you guys are just getting old together. Maybe you're catching his oldness.
God, probably.
Maybe. You know, that stuff like that's contagious. When you start to feel bad, then your significant other will be like, oh, I feel bad. You know, people do that all the time. Could be it.
Oh, boy. Well, how was your night?
It was great, I think. I didn't sleep well, but I feel all right right now. I feel pretty good. I'm ready for the day. I'm excited for today, actually. We had a really great show yesterday. I rode that the whole entire day. Really, if having a good show or not is like you having a good day at work, it's like it's essential for me to get through the rest of my day.
Yep.
And then I'll be miserable. So, but I have a good show today. I need you on your game. So let me crack that back for you.
Okay.
And get this day started.
Let's do it.
You just lay on the floor, hands at your side, and I'll get in between the shoulder blades and I'll work my way down.
But it's my lower back. It's not even my upper back.
Oh, I'll get that too.
It's like my above my. Left side on my hip.
Your interiors might be out, woman.
I don't know.
Interiors.
I got to take it easy.
Come on. Come into Dr. Mike's office. You know what we'll do? Here's what we'll do. All right? And we'll film it and everything so that people don't think it's weird. Maybe that's the weird part. I don't know. You could sit outside of our office out there, you know? And I'll put a chair out there like a waiting room. And then I'll go in the office and we'll play doctor together. And then I'll call you in, Mary Catherine, Mrs. Butt Doctor, Mrs. Young, whatever you go by these days. Right this way. And then I'll sit you on the couch and then I'll lay you on the floor. I'll give you a consultation and then I'll lay you on the floor and I'll crack your back for you. What do you think? And we'll film it. We'll put it on Instagram right now.
I think this sounds like a lot of adult movies I've watched. That's how they all start.
Well, how's this one going to end? Find out at 949 The Point.
No radio at work?
What?
We've got you covered. Listen on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
Okay, that's better.
On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com, or wherever you stream music.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Did you call that homeschool hotline yet? Did you leave a message for a loved one? Did you leave a message for a student? We don't care. You could leave a message for a stranger. For all we care. The number is
965-2368. It's brought to you by our good friends at Virginia Beach Grow Smart. And basically, we set this up because we know times have changed. You know, you're not in the car driving your kids to school anymore. You're not really driving to work. You might just be listening to the kitchen in the kitchen.
Listen to the kitchen.
But we just want to hear from you. You know, we miss that connection just as much as you do. Like, it sucks sometimes coming into work and not having our phones light up. We got nothing to give away. We got no concerts.
Right.
You know, there's no real reason to call us anymore.
Right. I know. Well, I mean, you could call us and say hello and thanks for the hard work and thanks for being here during this whole thing. And, you know, I must be weird to be the only people in the office for the better part of 7 months. A million things you can call about. Feel free. Anytime you
strange.
Want.
It is strange to not have coworkers roaming the hallways for the last 7 months. It's just us.
I saw a ghost the other day. I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, whatever. A ghost. No problem. Big deal. I hope I see more ghosts. Give me some company. So, Woo-Woo, I want to talk to you about what we talked about yesterday.
Sure.
I want to talk to you what we talked about yesterday.
Please.
The margarita at the Mexican restaurant. Mm. Did you get one? Because our phone poll, not our phone poll, our Instagram poll yesterday was, can you really go to a Mexican restaurant and not have a margarita? And you know what? I'm shocked at the results of this poll.
Okay, 52% said yes.
Who are you people?
48% said no, and this was all because I decided Sunday morning to take a break from drinking. I mean, let's be honest. We've all been throwing it back a little too much these days during these uncertain times.
Stop including everybody.
Everybody is included in this. Okay? So I'm leaving for vacation Friday morning, and vacation's just going to go sideways. I mean, I'm going to be naked half the time. Let's be honest.
Naked and drunk.
Naked and drunk.
And that's good. And if you're going to be naked and you're going to be drunk, You don't want to be bloated,
yes.
Right? You want to feel as unbloated as humanly possible. So you've given up the booze for all the right reasons, I must add.
Sunday morning, I woke up and I was like, okay, me and booze, we're breaking up until I leave for vacation Friday morning. So that's
what,
Sunday night, Monday night.
What willpower
night,
you have.
Shut up. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. That's five nights. Shut up, okay?
I think it's great. I think it's great. Any night's a good night.
It's like
not,
I told my nana yesterday. I was like, how did I go 9 months while I was pregnant? But 5 days, I want like an Olympic gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was supposed to go get Mexican with friends last night. And I was like, how am I going to go to La Herradura and not order a jumbo spicy margarita? Like, how is that not going to happen?
You even have a signature margarita that you like.
Yeah, and they know how to make it. Like, whenever I forget the guy's name, but it's the La Herradura at ODU, and he knows me and I know him clearly.
Mm.
And he's always like, ooh, spicy girl, you want cucumber?
Spicy girl.
He calls me spicy girl.
Spicy girl. Mary Catherine spicy girl.
So, yeah, that was the predicament was, can you go to a Mexican restaurant and not order a margarita?
And apparently people can. 52%. Again, I don't even know who you guys are anymore.
I'm blown away.
Man, people do like the food. I mean, the food is really, really good. You know how, and I think I described it this way yesterday, but I'm going to do it one better. The Mexican restaurant is like the club for old people. Like when you get older, you don't really get to go to the club anymore, but you get to go to the Mexican restaurant. And while you're at the Mexican restaurant, it's okay to do shots in front of your kids. It's okay to drink three margaritas on a Wednesday night. Pit bulls playing in the background continuously. And that suavemente Crispo, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve-O Crispo, whatever his name was. Used to hear that in the club back in the day. Suavemente is always going to be. It makes you feel so good, so fun. I mean, the Mexican restaurant's the place where you're dancing on top of the tables. You're dancing in the booths, having yourself a blast. So, I don't know how you do it. God bless you. Good for you. It's just not for me. If I'm
going
to go to Mexican, I'm going to eat my tacos, or I'm going to eat my queso fundido, and I'm going to have a margarita, or four margaritas.
Yeah, I always get fajitas and spicy margaritas. So, yeah, 52%. Said yes, you can go to the Mexican restaurant and not get a margarita. 48% said no. And then I shared it on my like personal, you know, woo-woo Instagram.
Yeah.
And it went the other way.
Your friends.
My friends are like, hell no.
110% said yes. Negative. -10%
oh,
said
man.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
it's so funny.
It's so great.
But we ended up not going to Mexican because our friends canceled on us. So.
Oh, so you stayed home.
Oh. Stayed home, made some Brussels sprouts and butternut squash, and drank a sparkling watermelon water. It was delicious.
Hey, woo-woo. You did it!
Yay!
You did it! You did it! Kinda. You kinda did it.
I kinda
well,
did it.
You didn't do it, so you did it.
I love Mexican food so much.
You know who else loves Mexican food?
Who?
This is my fun music fact of the day. Miley Cyrus. She wilds out. She wilds out at Mexican.
Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Good morning. Crack one open. Bubbly water, that is. It's 7:14 in 26 seconds. It's Woo Woo with your news.
Yeah, good morning. It's going to be another beautiful fall day in Hampton Roads, September 23rd, and we've got a high of 78 today, sunshine. Currently 56 degrees at downtown Norfolk, and shout out to Virginia Beach Public Schools. They will be welcoming students back starting September 29th.
Cool.
Kindergarten through second grade will begin in-person learning. Third through fifth grade will be welcomed back October 6th, followed by October 8th. They will welcome sixth through ninth graders. Now the ninth through seniors, so high school students at Virginia Beach Public Schools, their return date is still TBD. But they've done a lot of research. They talked with a lot of health officials. They are finalizing plans. It looks like that children will be required to wear masks. That's a big step forward locally for Virginia Beach Public School students.
Yeah.
And parents. And I think, too, it's, you know, it's based on what your comfortability factor is. So if you're a parent who feels more comfortable keeping your child at home doing virtual learning, you can do that. You know, you've got two choices, send them to school or keep them home. But
that's
Virginia
cool.
Beach Public Schools is moving forward, welcoming students back effective September 29th.
All right, well, good luck. And kids who haven't gone back yet, it's going to look very much like a hockey arena. It's going to be glass up.
Meanwhile,
and dividers.
I'm on Zillow looking for homes in Virginia Beach that I can buy.
You're into that, huh?
Yo.
Yeah, but you know, the second you buy a home in Virginia Beach, right? Norfolk will go back. That's how how the world works.
I'd jump ship. See you later, Norfolk. It's been a great 37 years, but
yeah,
I'm out.
I got to get my kids back in school. I can't afford the daycare.
Oh, my gosh. Meanwhile, speaking of Norfolk, Something in the Water organizers hosted a drive-in voter registration event yesterday in Norfolk. Now, we all know the coronavirus pandemic canceled Pharrell's Something in the Water Music Festival, but they teamed up with Virginia for the People. They teamed up with Pharrell and event organizers from Something in the Water. Yesterday was National Voter Registration Day. This was really cool. They had an event. It was free. You came out, found out if you were registered. If not, they would register you in person.
Mm.
Now, the deadline to vote in this year's election is October 13th.
Yeah.
October 13th. So maybe if you're out there, you're listening, you're not sure if you're registered, go to this website, vaforthepeople.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out if you're registered, and if you're not, take the next steps towards registration.
And remember, if you're not registered to vote, you can complain. You can complain, but it's not valid. You know what I'm saying?
It'll fall on deaf ears.
And frankly, just everybody stop complaining anyway.
I know.
Get out, vote, let the chips fall where they may,
mm-hmm.
and don't trust another old man. Just be yourself and trust in yourself.
The deadline again to register is October 13th. Please visit vaforthepeople.org. And finally, this morning, Time Magazine has released their list of the most... Why can I not speak right now? Time Magazine has released their list of the most influential people. Now, they don't rank them from 1 to 100.
It's just 100 people.
It's just 100 people. So it's 100 most influential people, and then they list them in categories like leaders, icons, artists, pioneers.
And they do different covers, right? You have options at different covers.
So on their list this year, Time Magazine's most influential people, it includes Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Okay.
President Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Former vice president and presidential nominee Joe Biden.
Boom.
You've also got some NBA players on there.
All right.
German leader Angela Merkel. You've got Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. Kamala Harris is on there.
What about Kenneth Copeland? Do you know who he is?
I have no idea who that is.
He's the pastor that did
COVID-19.
Get out of here now!
Make the list. I don't see him on there.
He prayed away coronavirus, though. He's not on there.
You've got the Black Lives Matters founders, but you also have this lady right here is on Time Magazine's Most Influential People.
I'm a savage.
Oh, man.
Classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty. Stupid. What was happening?
By the way, two E's, jabroni.
The
Megan
the Stallion.
Stallion. Yeah.
I would like to thank her for teaching my 9-year-old how to do that hip movement.
The hip movement.
You know,
these kids, they got to watch out. It's like teaching your son to throw a curveball too soon. He's going to mess his elbow up. You kids doing that hip movement, you know, before you're fully developed, you can get really hurt.
Your son's going to get the Tommy John surgery. Your daughter's going to get the Meg Thee Stallion surgery.
Yeah, you don't want to get that Meg Thee Stallion surgery before 13 years old, man.
We're here to see CHKD this morning. We've got my daughter's getting a Meg Thee Stallion surgery.
Yeah. It takes a village, y'all. We got you. Yes.
We go together. You that it took so long to find. Cause all it would take is seeing your face and I'd forget. I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone. Cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed before I question my decision. Is it love? I know it isn't. Now I'm all up in my head again. Cause I know I don't have the self-control to walk away if you walk in.
I'm not afraid to die.
crowd of strangers and lovers. Someone told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed.
94.9 The Point, 728. What's up? It's Mike and Woo in the morning, having ourselves a good time on and off the radio. And you guys have left us some very nice messages, and we're going to focus on the Virginia Beach school system on today's homeschool hotline, because some big news coming down this morning.
Yeah, well, I was standing in the kitchen last night making dinner, and Dan, the butt doctor, was like, hey, did you hear Virginia Beach Public Schools are sending their students back?
Oh, wow.
And I looked at him like, no, you're joking. Like, yeah. Are you serious?
Mm.
And then this morning came in, read the news that, yeah, that is a true story. Virginia Beach Public Schools welcoming back students starting September 29th, kindergarten through second grade, so they'll stagger it. Then on October 6th, they'll welcome back 3rd through 5th grade.
Mm-hmm.
October 8th, they will welcome back middle school 6th
through
9th grade.
Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
And then from there, they're working on what to do with the high school students. Their return date will be to be determined. But yeah. There's a lot of people on both sides. You know, some are saying this is absolutely necessary. These kids need to be in school. They need to learn in-person instruction. And then other people are saying they've got safety concerns.
Well, my wife Heather teaches at a private school, and it's... she's teaching two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
She's teaching the kids that are there, and then she's also has students virtually. And some teachers do, and some have all of their students, and some are coming back when they're comfortable. You know, they started the school year at home, and now they're coming back. So it just depends on what your comfort level. And the thing that we could do for each other is respect that comfort level.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, I think we all have a choice. You know, you either have a choice if you've been given the opportunity to send your children back, or you can keep them home. It's totally up to you. I'm just saying, as a Norfolk Public Schools parent, I hope that Norfolk Public Schools can follow through and also give parents the option.
When Woo Woo's kids actually asked her last night, Mommy, what would you want us to do?
Get out of here now!
That's how she responded, just so you know. Hey, you want to hear a message from the homeschool hotline?
Yes, please.
You can leave a message, too, at 965-2368. That's a 757 area code. And this is in relation to Virginia Beach return to school.
Hi, Mike and Woo Woo. I just want to give a huge shout out just to Virginia Beach Schooling for taking all of their safety measures and, you know, just trying to create a better life for our kids. Thank you, everybody, for just trying to be the best that you can be. Have a great day, and hopefully the school year can go on strong.
Don't we need more of that?
Yeah, we
need
do.
We need more of that. Instead of yelling at each other for the right or the wrong thing or what you think the right or the wrong thing is, how about just a little support? Because it is what it is sometimes, and, you know, you got to live in it. So a little support is nice, and that's a perfect message for that.
I'm reading more about Virginia Beach Public Schools, and their COO, Jack Freeman, their chief operations officer, said that the recommendation that they have from physicians as far as safety concerns and social distancing, 3 feet of distancing with masks.
Mm-hmm.
So children will be going back to school in-person instruction with masks. Virtual learning will still continue, but then the parents do have the option to send them back. So we posted a poll up on our Instagram page at 949 The Point. We'd love to hear from you. If you are the parent of a Virginia Beach public school student, what do you plan on doing?
All right, cool. Yeah, definitely go check that out. Facebook.com/pointradio at 949 The Point on Instagram. We're going to come back and we're going to find out whether or not you are a good husband or a good wife by 1939 standards. That's next on Mike and Woo in the Morning.
The truth is, my body wants
Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning.
And I'm going to give my body what it wants
on 94.9 The Point.
Good morning.
Oh, man.
So, are you a good 1939 husband or wife? These things are hysterical. This reminded me of when I saw this story, when we talked to your mom and she found that old pamphlet on what it is to be a good wife.
Oh, yeah.
And she read it to us because, you know, she doesn't throw anything away. And it's pretty insulting.
Oh, boy, it is.
It's like, I can't believe that, you know. We lived like this. You know, there's so many things.
Pretty shocking.
But I think we're all getting better.
Okay, here it is. So the full story.
Uh-huh.
An old marriage test from 1939 is making the rounds on the internet. Now, it's supposed to tell you if you're being a good husband or wife. Mm-hmm. Most of the tips don't translate to 2020 very well because guys, of course, had it a lot easier back then.
Absolutely.
Women, not so much. So according to this test, here are some of the signs that you are a good husband. You are nice to her friends. You remember your anniversary. You're kind to her even when no one's watching.
Yeah.
You ask for her opinion. You let her drive the car if she needs it. And you read the newspaper out loud to her.
Oh, what a great... What? Imagine me trying to read the newspaper out loud to my wife. Oh, my God.
Okay, now here again, from this test back in 1939, a few signs that you are not a great husband include...
Okay.
Flirting in front of her.
All right.
Comparing her to your mother. Talking about how life was better before you got married. Not saying excuse me when you burp.
Yeah.
And criticizing her in public.
You know what I think about? All the old black and white shows... And the husbands did all those things, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And when they didn't do the good stuff, they weren't chastised for it. It was
crazy.
Like, ah, whatever. You forgot my anniversary. There'll be another anniversary, baby, next year.
Okay, now to flip the script.
All right, let's find out about what it is to be a good wife in 1939 standards.
Okay, 1939 standards. Here are a few signs that you are a good wife. Number one, you always serve dinner on time.
You got to get my supper on the table.
Second sign, you play an instrument.
Okay.
Third sign.
So wait a minute. You got to cook his dinner, and then you got to be the entertainment, the house entertainment as well?
And then when it's time for breakfast in the morning, you get dressed up for breakfast.
Really?
I mean, let me keep going. Okay, these are 1939 good wife standards. You're a good housekeeper. You always put the kids to bed.
Always.
You run any big purchases by your husband first. And you let him sleep in on the weekends.
You know, it's great, though, too. There's so many guys that have not changed. Like, there are still guys that they want their wives to do this.
I believe it.
It's crazy.
Okay, now, some signs that you are not a good wife by 1939 standards.
Oh, boy. Have a brain of your own. You're not allowed to do that.
Boy. This is really funny. Not liking kids.
God forbid you don't want to carry a life for 9 months and bring it into the world.
Being late for appointments.
Okay.
This one is ridiculous.
They're all pretty ridiculous, but funny.
Letting your cold feet touch him under the covers.
How dare you?
You want to know what happened to me last night?
What was that?
My sharp thumbnail, my sharp toenail scratched. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you know what? Back in the old days, they would have
grounds for divorce.
They would have killed you. Not even a divorce.
Okay, so if you're a bad housewife, according to this survey from 1939, if your cold feet touch your husband under the covers.
My God.
Some other signs that you're not a good wife include being a backseat driver, getting jealous. And last but not least, because you're a dirty, dirty, you know what, wearing red nail polish. Clutched pearls.
Oh, you can't do that,
can't
huh?
Can't do that.
Can't wear the red nail polish. That means a little something.
Mm-hmm.
That was secret for
you're
something back in the day.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
La la, Sassoon.
This is funny.
That is great. You know why people don't get along anymore?
Why?
We're none of these things. Nobody's any of these things anymore.
I don't want to be any of these things.
It's terrible. It's terrible, man.
How about just be yourself? Just be a good person. Just be nice.
Yeah, just try your best to be nice and make sure those feet don't touch me. And make sure when breakfast is served, you're in your Sunday best, dressed to the nines.
I do have a girlfriend who still gets dressed up like morning, noon, and night, like makeup, everything.
Wow.
Like before her husband wakes up, she puts on makeup.
You're friends with Lucille Ball? Who does that? What a great list. We'll post this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pointradio. And
you're lucky if I even put pants on. No. Clean pants at that.
You know, people say times are so crazy, right? It's getting better. It has to be getting better. Just read this list.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo.
Hold it now.
94.9, The Point.
94 seconds of news with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9, The Point.
Here's Woo Woo at 8:30. 8:10.
Yeah, good morning. It's going to be another beautiful day today. Wednesday, a little warmer though, 78 degrees for your high. It's currently 59 degrees at the ocean front. And just to let you know, today is National Great American Pot Pie Day.
Yeah!
I love a pot pie. Do you love a chicken pot pie?
No.
Oh, gosh, I love them.
I don't like the texture of it.
Ooh.
Just give me the chicken.
Mmm.
What do you like about it?
I love the texture.
Oh, do you?
I love that it's a savory pie. I mean, who doesn't like crust and warm chicken and peas and carrots all mashed together in some sauce?
Mmm. No. I don't like it. I don't like pie form.
I like it when Rachel Ray makes little ramekins of individual pot pies.
There's something different about an individual pot pie or an individual. You ever have individual little meatloafs?
No.
It's the cutest little thing.
Aww.
You have an individual, like little hamburgers. They're so fun.
I know.
Little things are so fun. By the way, I'm 5'8".
Everything's got to be little for you.
Seven. Sorry.
Moving on this morning, big news locally. Virginia Beach Public Schools welcoming students back starting September 29th.
Okay.
They will open their doors for kindergarten through second graders. Now on October 6th, they will welcome back 3rd through 5th graders. October 8th, Virginia Beach Public Schools will open up for 6th through 9th graders. They're still working on a date, TBD, for those seniors and everybody, you know, 10th, 11th, 12th grade.
Yeah.
But they are working on health concerns. Obviously, a lot of parents have health concerns. 3 feet of social distancing, masks will be required. They've got dividers up in the classroom. And we've got a poll up on our Instagram at 949thepoint. If you're a parent of a Virginia Beach Public School student, we want to hear from you. Take our poll on our Instagram page. And then on Facebook, we've got a big old conversation going. Over like 50 comments so far. Parents of those beach school students chiming in about what they will do when schools reopen.
We're going to go to all your comments just, I don't know, like 7 or 8 minutes. So hang on with us and we'll pick out the best ones.
Meanwhile, yesterday, Something in the Water organizers hosted a drive-in voter registration event. Now, we all know that Pharrell Williams' big music festival, Something in the Water, was canceled this spring due to the coronavirus. But those organizers teamed up with Virginia for the People to host a voter registration event yesterday. Yesterday was National Voter Registration Day.
Mm-hmm.
The deadline to register in this year's election, October 13th. Now, if you want to check to make sure that you are registered to vote, visit their website, vaforthepeople.org. Get all your voting information there. We've also got a link up on our pointradio.com website.
Very good. Did you vote yet?
I have not voted.
I think I can vote now. I think I have.
Like the mail-in?
The mail-in right now.
I actually am very old school. I want to go on November 3rd and vote in person. Like, I want to stand in line. I want to do it.
I want to do that, too. I like that.
I just want to be there.
Yes, me too. And the thing is, if I don't do that and I do the mail-in, I want to hand deliver it.
Ooh.
I want to hand deliver it and go put it in the mailbox myself.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
And finally, two more stories to get to. Time Magazine has released their most influential list. It includes 100 of the most influential people. Now, they don't rate them, but they do separate them into categories like pioneers, artists, leaders. Dr. Anthony Fauci is on the list. Joe Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris. You've got Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, Michael B. Jordan, the actor, Selena Gomez, Jennifer Hudson. But then also on the list of Time's most influential people, Megan Thee Stallion?
I'm a savage.
What?
Yeah.
Classy.
What?
Bougie,
rich. Hey, listen.
Sassy, moody.
If you look that good in an evening gown, you'd be on the list too, woo-woo.
She's awesome. I do remember when she came and played Shagfest, and I was like, who is this chick?
Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
The Stallion.
She a stallion.
Woo went up to her and said, hi, I'm Meg Thee Stallion. And she said, two E's.
Yeah, sorry.
Two E's, silly girl.
And finally, it was on this date back in 1962, 58 years ago, that one of my favorite childhood cartoons debuted. Yes, it was the Jetsons.
Oh! Here's boy Elroy. The kids even know the Jetsons anymore?
I doubt it.
Daughter Judy. This is where he gives his wife money.
Jane, his wife.
And she takes his whole wallet. Remember that?
I remember watching the Jetsons as a kid and just thinking, like, how cool would it be to, like, push a button and food comes out of a microwave?
I know. It's called Wawa. We're living in it right now. We're living in the Jetsons. The future is now. And it's right up the street at your local Wawa. Mike and Moo in the morning.
Ooh, together.
I guess I got to thank everybody that contributed to this project, and I need a glass of champagne. And hey, shout out to
Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
You can get us live on 94.9 The Point, the radio.com app. You can head on over to our website, which is pointradio.com. Listen to the complete show, probably ready after 9 o'clock, but most of them are up there from this year, especially during, you know, COVID-19.
COVID-19!
At 949 The Point on Instagram and Facebook.com/pointradio, where you guys have been commenting like crazy all morning long. And like Woo and I always say, we want to do better at getting to those. So let's get to those.
Yeah, so we posted a question up on our Facebook page. We also posted that poll on Instagram. But the question posed on Facebook, Virginia Beach public school parents, will you be sending your children back to school when they resume in-class instruction? Now, VB Public Schools have announced that they will resume in-class instruction. Special education students have already gone back, but they'll start phasing in all the other grades starting September 29th, kindergarten through second grade, October 6th, third through fifth grade, October 8th, sixth through ninth grade, and then the rest of the grades are TBD, to be determined, but they're working hand in hand. They've got a whole bunch of physicians talking about social distancing, mask wearing, they're taking extra precautions. So we wanted to know, as a parent of a Virginia Beach public school student, what do you plan on doing?
And this is kind of cool too for other areas as well. Like you're a Norfolk mom student and or the mom of a Norfolk student. The thing is, it's prepping you. So now you have to start thinking about it, because you know once they go back, like the other, everyone's going to follow suit.
I know. Well, our results on Instagram, 75% of you said yes. 25% said no. Over on Facebook, we've got up to 50 comments already. Anita said, hell yes, I'm a teacher. I can't wait to get back into my classroom with my students. They are equally as happy to come back to school. Let's see. Rachel said no for all three.
Wow.
Alyssa said yes. Kelly said yes, yes, and yes.
Mm-hmm.
Another yes. Miranda said nope.
Michelle said,
hallelujah.
That's the one I pulled up.
Let's see. Molly said, I think a lot of parents are fueling their decision based on them tired of having their kids at home.
Interesting.
I
can see that. But I also think that parents, yes, they're tired of having their kids at home, but they're also, they're not good at teaching. They're really struggling as much as the kids are, you know? So like, you have to think about it. Sometimes you sit, you know, you sit in front of a screen for that long.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get depressed. So sometimes, you know, you got to make the other decision.
Let's see. Brittany said yes. Amy said no. Raina said yes. Jayton said, heck no. My kids need parents. They may survive COVID, but me, not so much.
I like it.
It's very interesting. I mean, because again, you want to put the health and safety of, you know, the teachers and the faculty and the staff and everybody around you. You want to put their, you know, their health and safety comes first. But me as a parent, like, I mean, I know I'm not alone.
No.
But when I come home from work, I walk into a classroom and there's my son in the corner in his kindergarten class and my daughter in the other corner taking fourth grade online.
And you in the other corner crying.
And just crying. And like yesterday I was upstairs trying to do laundry and just continue like a normal routine.
Yeah.
And you can't because Miles is screaming that, you know, his teacher sounds like a robot and the connection on the Chromebook was all screwed up. And Maggie's down in the other corner like, you know, she's staring at the screen and she's just blinking. Like and she's just drained. I mean, it's sad. I try not to dwell on it, but it's freaking sad.
Yeah. I just think it depends on your kid too. I mean, there are going to be kids that are going to thrive in the environment of being home and being comfortable. You know, maybe they're not as social as your kid. And then you have to think about like, because there's a big divide there in the comments. Big divide.
Huge.
And that's kind of like what you feel in the world right now is this huge separation. Like 50% of the people are going this way, 50% of the people going this way. But when no one's really listening to each other, I hope as we read these comments and we go back to them tomorrow, because we will, that you guys respect each other's decisions and it doesn't turn into another Facebook argument. That's not why we put it up there. We just wanted to know where your heads were at.
Yeah, and Meredith just commented because we had one listener who posted on our Facebook page, Annie. She said, yes, absolutely. Sitting in front of a computer for 7 hours a day is not healthy. So then from her post, there's like eight other posts. And I just commented saying, you know, I agree. Thanks for your reply. My two kids go to Norfolk Public Schools. I'm praying they return.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting in front of a computer all day. Then we scrolled to this last comment from Meredith. She said, I am also looking forward to seeing what plans Norfolk Public Schools comes up with after the first 9 weeks. Because that's what we've been told.
Right.
As NPS parents, this is 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, every city, every school district is different. I just hope maybe they follow suit.
Maybe they will. It all depends,
too. If not, I'm moving. Again, I'm going to buy a house in Virginia Beach, and we are moving. I'm serious.
Virginia Beach would love to have you.
Please.
I'm their spokesperson. I'm there almost 30 years. We would love to have you part of our community.
Now, does it count if I put a tent in your backyard? Is that an address? Can I use your address? Don't people do that?
Be a lot of rumors. A lot of rumors. But if you can handle them, fine with the tent in my yard. And I just want to say one thing about this. One more thing. This is kind of how America works, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
State by state. You put an idea out there, a state does, and you see how it works. And then other states, if it works, they might adopt it. And that's how it is. Like, mm-hmm. And this is what we're doing here. We'll see how it works. I mean, a lot of the private schools seem to be doing very well and thriving. And a lot of teachers that had a lot of anxiety about going back, a few of them still have it. And there are a few of them that are now thriving again. So we'll see how Virginia Beach does. And then we'll see who follows suit. This is how it works. So best of luck to everybody. And we send you nothing but love and blessings. And if you're going to be a part of this thread, please do it with a sense of kindness.
Yeah.
That's all we ask of you. Don't turn it into a fight. Just turn it into, like, let's figure this out together, no matter how we're doing it.
Yeah, and our hats are off to all the Virginia Beach Public Schools administrators, faculty, staff, everybody working behind the scenes
mm-hmm.
to get these kids back into the classroom, because I guarantee it's not an easy job.
No, it's very difficult. So all our best. We love you guys, and we're here for you because we have to be. This is our job.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.